Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before.
Special guest today with us, and it is my wonderful, gracious husband, Pastor Jabron Cabbage. And we are just excited to hear what he has to share with us today. Again, if you have any prayer requests or comments, or even want us to come to your church, to your event, to your ministry, we would love to come. We'd be honored. You can contact us through our website at www.thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. It'll all be there on the page as you're listening to us. Or you can contact us by texting on phone or by Facebook. But anyway, God bless you. We are excited about what God is doing in this new year. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all of your ways, and He will direct your path. Well, without further delay, I am introducing Pastor Jabron Cabbage to you today. And we say welcome, Pastor. How are you?
Yes, thank you for having me here. I am good. Thank you.
Well, praise God, and I'm just going to turn it over to you so you can share with the people.
All right. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. My name is Pastor Jabron, and I am honored to be here today. It is my privilege to speak with you all because we all are one family in Jesus Christ. So wherever you are listening, we are all one. We are all one. So the word that God gave me to speak with you today, to share with you today, the topic of that word is put Jesus first in your life. Put Jesus first. Put God first, whatever you do in your life. I understand we are living in this very, very busy and quick life in this world system. And I know we want things... We don't want to wait for the things to be happen. We are living actually what I'd say in a microwave life system. Like we put thing in the microwave and after 2 minutes, you know, when you cook something on a stove, it tastes different. And when you cook something in microwave, it tastes different. Stove does take a little bit time, but that's how God's system works. So whenever, whatever you do in your life, put God first. And I believe whatever I'm preaching with you, I want to make sure it belongs from the Word of God. So let's open our Bibles. If you have your Bible, if you don't, that's fine. I am going to read it for you. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. I will read it again. Please focus. but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Amen. So as I said, put God first in everything that you're doing. If you're driving your car, if you're starting your day, if you're eating your meal, if you are going to start your work, if you're going to meet your friend, if you're going to go to church, put God first. A lot of time I know we all, including us, we all are struggling in our life. But make a rule. Put God first in your life. Everything you do, when you do anything, do unto the Lord. When you will do unto the Lord, you will never be disappointed. I know a lot of people, we are trying to work in our marriages. Our marriage is still not working. Even we have been married for 1 year, 2 years, and it seems now very different. I know some of us, they are working, trying to find a good job, but still it's not working. And I know some of us, we are trying to find a good home to live, but still there is no place to live. I know some of us, we are trying to find a good car. I know some of us trying to find a way how we can pay our house mortgage. I know some of us trying to see how can I get a good life partner in our life. I know there are a lot of things that we can talk about, but during this point is when you do anything unto the Lord, you will never get disappointment. This word always disappoint you. Even, let me explain to you what happens in this word system. Even if you have done 99 things good to a person, but if you will do one time one thing wrong, your 99 things are considered bad. They will think you are not good to them. This is how the word system works. That's why I said, if you do anything unto the Lord, he will give you reward. He will give you reward. He has reward. This is his word. He said, do anything but put him in first. He said, if you will seek the kingdom of God, all these things will be added to you. You don't have to do any hard work. You don't have to dig a hole. You don't have to do a labor work. You don't have to be a contractor. You don't have to be a very hard worker person. No, it's a simple thing. You have to seek first the kingdom of God. And he knows desire of your heart. All those desires that you have in your heart, according to his will, it will be added to it. So my brothers and sister, my family, I always call every Christian, every brother and sister, my family, because I said at the beginning, we are one family in Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage all of us, including me, we need to put God first. When you're ready to sit to eat your breakfast, your meal, your supper, pray first. Put God first, provided you that food. Just sometimes think, look there in your community, a lot of people, they even don't have opportunity that they can sit on a beautiful table and they can eat food. No, they are struggling to get just a one cheeseburger. But you are so, so, so blessed that you have food in your home. You are so blessed that you have a car to drive. You are so blessed that you have a roof to live in. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. He is not asking you to do anything. He is just saying, but seek first the kingdom of God. Put Jesus first in everything that you do. Put Jesus first. He will put you first in everything. He will know, my son, my daughter is talking to me. Let me stop what I was doing and let me focus on my daughter, on my son. Because that person is seeking first the kingdom of God. That person is putting first Jesus Christ. I want to finish with this. You heard many times in your life that God has given us everything. That is correct. But there is one thing that God has not given us. And you know what? That is worship. And that's what he requires from us. When we worship him, when we put him in first, all the things will be added to you. God loves you. He never leaves you alone. He never leaves you alone. Sometimes things look like God is not working in our life. Sometimes it looks like, where is that God? I'm listening very messages from different type of pastor, but where is God? I want to tell you, my friends, my brother and sister, God's timing is amazing timing. God's timing is amazing timing. Always wait on His time. And I'm not saying you have to wait 38, 40 years. This is the time. This is the time. If you have, if you are putting Jesus first in your life, now this is the time. This is His word. His words never fail. He said all these things will be added to you in our life. Whatever we are doing, put Jesus first. Talk to Him. If you are doing, you're going to do investment in your business, put Jesus first. Talk to Him. Ask Him, should I do this? And He will direct your path. Alright, this is all I want to share today. And I will also meet you next time. Thank you for having me here, Miss Robin. Thank you. And it was an honor to speak with all of you. God bless you.
And I wanted to thank you so much, Pastor Gibran, for joining us. I want to ask some questions that I feel I know people are asking in their heart. It says in Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God. How do we do that? Can you tell us, Pastor?
Yes, it is very simple. Like I said, you don't have to dig a hole. You don't have to be a contractor or construction person. No, it is very simple. But seek first the kingdom of God. It is very simple. Spend time with Jesus Christ. That's all. When you live in your home, in your family,
Amen.
You spend time with your spouse.
Yes.
You spend time with your family. They know your voice.
Yes.
That's why when you will spend time with Jesus Christ, He will know your voice. When you're calling to Him.
Well, what is His righteousness? What does that mean to just the simple person?
His righteousness is, again, as I said, when you spend time with Him. That's the main thing. When you will spend time with Him, you will understand everything, how His system works.
And yes, Pastor, we just thank you so much. And we know that righteousness is right standing with God. And that's as we go after Him and see Him, has fellowship with Him, right? Is that exactly what we need to do? What are we telling the people to do? To be in right standing with God, how do we do that?
You are already right standing with God. I'm not condemning you here. You will hear a lot of people. No, just spend time with Lord. You are already right standing with God. Just seek first, put first Him in your life.
Amen. Well, we know that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, as Romans 14:17 says, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So we just encourage the Lord for His word because it's light. And so, Pastor, one last question here. As we just look into the Father, does God hear everything that we say to Him?
Yes, He does hear your prayer. He does hear your cry when you're sitting in your prayer closet, when you're sitting alone talking to Him. Yes, He hears every single word.
Amen.
He hears every single word, and He answers.
Yes.
As I said, focus on His timing.
Amen. So, as you're sitting there or driving, listening to this radio, this Blog Talk Radio, the Family Church of Jesus Christ welcomes you to join us. We thank you, Pastor Gibran, for joining us today and giving this word of encouragement that the kingdom of God, His righteousness, His power, do that first in all those things. As you said, it's bills being met, you know, sickness. Everything, we give it unto the Lord, right, Pastor?
Amen. He said all these things. He didn't say only one thing, two things, only 10 things. He said all these things
will be added into our lives.
Amen.
And so we're going to just encourage you again to write in your prayer request. You can write, even email, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist@gmail.com. And you can contact us. We'd be honored to pray with you. So I'm going to ask Pastor Gibran to close us in prayer. And I have a couple words after that. And so let's pray.
Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this time, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love that you gave us through your Son, Lord. Lord, as we heard the word today that we need to put first Jesus in our life, Lord. So as we heard, give us wisdom that we can apply this word in our practical life, and we can give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, once again, this is the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Tabish and Pastor Jabran Tabish. We thank you. It's such an honor. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, as Pastor Jabran's favorite scripture is Psalms 118:8. What is that, Pastor?
It is better to trust in Lord than to put confidence in man.
Amen. So let's just go out worshiping the Lord today. Thank you again, and God bless you.
His soul.